Leviticus 19, verse 2. Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Tara. Well, it's Sunday.
That's
you know what that means?
We're going to church.
Okay, yes, we're going to go worship. We're going to go gather.
Also, we're going to memorize.
It's Scripture Memory Day. That's on right. Our daily rhythm. And so, you know, what we're doing this year, if you haven't been listening on Sundays, we every Sunday we're taking a passage that we think is going to be a good verse for you to memorize, and we think it's going to be a good verse for you to memorize in order to evangelize people. You know where we got this list?
Yes.
The Bookie Boo.
The Bookie Boo, professor at Southern.
Timothy Booker. he doesn't know that I call him the Bookie Boo. And Dr. Booker, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. But Paige and I, for whatever reason, have this endearing nickname for one of Southern Seminary's evangelism professors, Timothy Booker. We call him the Bookie Boo. But he put this list. It was a great list. It's 40 verses that you should memorize if you want to grow in evangelism.
By the way, there is a free Quizlet flashcard
that has these verses?
Of all the 40 of these verses.
Wow. Okay.
On the Quizlet app. So go check it out.
Awesome. Thanks, yeah. Tara.
Great
welcome. Tip. Well, so this verse, I mean, really kind of the main thrusty part of the verse is, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy.
Right.
And so we're kind of, there's an intentional order about these verses. We're starting off with God, and we're kind of moving from God to our response to God. So God is holy, as we think about God. And what does that mean? If we want to have fellowship with God, if we want to be like God, if we want to bring glory to God as we were designed and created to do, what? We should be like God. We should be holy as he is holy. But of course, we got a big problem. We're not as holy as God is.
So fall short.
What are your thoughts on the passage?
Well, whenever I'm trying to memorize something, I think it's always helpful to know the context of it to jog memories. So, I mean, Leviticus itself is just a book of directives and instructions on how the people of God can have communion with him because they fall so short. And you could definitely just see Leviticus as a list of rules that they have to follow that are just monotonous and nonstop, it seems like. But so this falls, chapter 19 is basically in the section of holiness. And so he's instructing them right after he's told them about the Day of Atonement that should happen every year. He's like, this is why you should do it, because I am holy and you need to be like me.
Well, and this is, I mean, we're looking at this particular passage, but this, if you read through the law, is a refrain throughout the law. This is not the only time that we read in the law or in even in the book of Leviticus, you shall be holy for I am holy.
Right.
It's a little bit of a refrain throughout the whole thing. I mean, after all of the laws, the dietary laws, look, remember, why are you doing this? Because I am holy, therefore you shall be holy. For I am clean, I am separate. And that is how we are supposed to live, as God is. God is calling us into himself. He's calling us into his purity. He's calling us into his holiness.
Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.
For Tara Thompson, I'm Jason Dees. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737. Or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.